Chapter 19, Gran's Second Diary. I left the table and headed to the kitchen. I sat alone on the floor near the pantry door and started flipping through Gran's diary. I remembered her handwriting like I remembered her voice. She used to leave me notes all over our domo, reminders of chores I needed to do before flying. Was the Ruby Forest the same place as my dream flight last night? I wondered.
Bongo, may I join you? Perhaps we could look at the diary together.
I looked up. Sure, Doc. He sat down next to me on the floor.
It seems we have a mystery on our hands. How did Gran know about this Ruby Forest?
Doc frowned and shook his head.
I only found one book in all these chests that talks about such a place. That book is very, very old.
None of this makes any sense, I said. These chests, the fire opal, now another diary? Gran never told me about any of this. Well, except some bedtime story of a red forest. Why would she leave all this stuff for me to figure out? I'm just a kid. What do I know?
Perhaps Gran thought she had more time.
Doc put his hand on my shoulder.
Or she knew that in time you would figure out the real story of the Ruby Forest. Gran believed in you. She left all these chests here with you, no one else. Yes, she had great faith in you, and so do I.
Doc turned the diary around.
Let's look at the drawings.
Red and black pencil sketches filled the pages.
Do any of these pages look like what you saw in the dream flight? Or maybe we can find a page that does.
Doc's hand turned each page at a slow pace. Back one, I said. He flipped back a page. Here, where it says fire trees. They look like the trees in my dream. Red bark, round red globes on the branches. But I didn't go far from the portal.
Good thing, Bongo. But Gran did go farther, or whoever drew these pictures did. Look here, a small map with arrows. It says here, follow to underground tunnels, a safe place to hide. There's a map of the tunnels, too.
Doc frowned again and turned the page. Look, a drawing of some fruit, I said, and pointed to a berry with an X over it. I guess you're not supposed to eat the ones crossed out.
This must be a diary about surviving in the Ruby Forest, if someone became lost there.
Doc took off his glasses and rubbed his eyes.
Could be that someone else told these things to Gran, and she wrote it all down. That's possible.
Or maybe, I started to say, she was really there, like Amber.
Could be. Well, somebody was there and survived. It doesn't look like a friendly place. If we block that portal, the turquoise forest will be safe.
Just wish I knew how to save the forest, I said, closing the diary.
You're not alone, Bongo. You, me, Carr, Dreamflyer, Ocarina, Dobro, and Flower Sun are a team ready to defeat these monster sparks. I hope we never need to meet one.
Feels like I'm always flying against a wicked wind. What choices do I have? Gran left me...
Choices?
Doc interrupted, shaking his head.
There is only one choice. The right thing. All you can do is the right thing.
He held up one finger.
That is the choice.
He stared at me over his glasses. But what if I don't know what the right thing is?
You know if you listen with your heart, Bongo. Your heart. Take the path that tells you who you are and who you want to become.
I don't know who I am, I thought. Who was that baby Elderroot saw? Was that me? Who are my parents? I wondered about Amber and our connection. Each of us have half of a powerful green stone. Flower Sun called it a silver stone. As always, I had zero answers. Dreamflyer came in the kitchen.
Time for some tea.
He went into the pantry. He came out balancing teacups on his head while juggling four apples. Of course, that balancing act didn't last long. The teacups ended up on the floor, and a loud shatter.
Burning places. I used to be so good at this,
Dreamflyer mumbled. I burst out laughing. So did Doc. Grand Notebook, Entry 27, Getting Out of the Dungeon. Things to remember when captured. 1. Beetlekin sleep a lot, especially the lazy guards. 2. Beetlekin are easy to distract and confuse. 3. Beetlekin fight with each other, especially rival guards. 4. Beetlekin go nuts if they hear high sounds and whistles. 5. Beetlekin can't fly in the dungeon. No wind. 6. Beetlekin eat a lot, especially the chubby guards. 7. Beetlekin forget things, like the key in the dungeon lock. 8. The Beetle King is a bad guy. He only wants power. 9. The Beetle Princess likes anybody that's not a beetle.